Defining the language is going to be important in creating duplication. You really have to reference the videos that we sent out. I'm not going to rehash all the videos, but suffice it to say that we have figured out how to do this thing to shorten the time span of becoming an agency manager from 3 to 5 years down to, I'd like to say 3 to 5 months, but I think more like 6 to 12 months. Like, I'm not kidding. I'm really not kidding. And it took a while to kind of stare at it and conferring with Patrick Connors. You know, if I can lay the blame anywhere, it's Patrick's kind of like my muse or my catalyst, and then I start running. Regardless, when you start looking at our program and, you know, doggone it, why in 5 years has no one broken agency manager? We figured it out because we figured out we're playing the wrong game. Everyone else is playing the wrong game. We figured out how to play the game correctly. Okay. And so what we decided to do is kind of create a program that mirrors everything we're doing in sales. Okay. So think about what you're doing when you're getting a salesperson started. Ideally, it'd be nice to do a ride along with them, right? You want them to ride with you and show them how to sell. You know, you're making the money on the sale. You're not going out with them. We've done the other kind of ride-alongs too. If you go out with an agent on their appointments, then you split the commission 50-50. That's just standard fare. If they're going with you and watching you sell, then, you know, there's no commission splitting, obviously. You're teaching the agent by going on an appointment with you. So there's this commission splitting there, okay? The agent benefits by watching you. You certainly benefit because you're making money on your own selling. But vice versa, you know, if you're going on an agent sale, you're splitting the commission. That's just how it works. It's been done like that from the beginning. But suffice it to say, the ride-along is a ride-along. It helps the other person learn and get jump-started quicker if you have a good mentor, someone who knows how to sell. You know, you're not just riding along with someone who doesn't know how to sell. But the other thing that you're hearing that the Alliance is working on is the ready to sell mode, as evidenced by the new agent training page, which is just really a page on the basics of how to get started in 2 hours and 40 minutes, I think, is how long that new agent quick start page is, that we incorporated into our getting started website. Okay, and those of you who've seen the website, I've totally jammed that sucker out. That thing looks nice, and our agents are jamming through it. It's great to see the notification emails of where they're progressing through that page. It's really cool, and I'm seeing it, like, it's real quick because all the stuff in there is just really quick. So under the auspices of ready to sell, the auspices of ride-alongs, we've created this program, and I'm calling it ready to build. Okay, I was thinking about ready to recruit, but that does not really describe what we're trying to accomplish. We're talking about ready to build. Ready to recruit is just the act of recruiting. It's you recruiting people direct to you and your agency, and then you get involved in the bathtub model of recruiting. It's not really building anything. It's recruiting more people than people leave. And if you can recruit enough people, you'll make some money, but it's going to be just always temporary. You're not really building anything permanently. You're a slave to your job of being an agency manager recruiter. You know, in that mode, once a recruiter, always a recruiter, because you always got to be recruiting to keep your agency alive. The minute you stop recruiting, that's when people start quitting you and you don't replace them. You'll maybe have one or two people, three people that'll stay with you and loyal, but then all the people that left you, they're going to give you chargebacks and a bunch of depressing notifications from the carriers, you know, about what these bad agents have left you. So we're not talking about ready to recruit, because recruiting is not what we ultimately want to do. Recruiting is just It is a skill in the process of building. Okay, it's a skill in the process of building. Just like phone calls is a skill in the process of selling. Okay, do you guys understand that recruiting's not a means? Okay, recruiting's a means to the end. The end is creating a long, viable, long-standing, viable business that will be around for your children and their children. Okay. I hope you totally understand that. I could spend another hour on that whole concept of creating something, and that's a lot of that from my previous videos on creating taproots. The key to building a long-term business is taproots, man. Taproots, taproots, taproots. In other systems, that is what keeps and locks down an organization to keep returning value to you in the long term. All right. I'm not going to teach why that is, but it's important to understand that that is the key to building. Recruiting is just a skill to create the result of taproots, which creates a long standing permanent business. Okay. So that's why I'm calling this ready to build. You know, we get our agents ready to sell. I want to get our new agents ready to build. Okay, so what this is a program to help new agents get jump-started on creating a long-term business. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're going to give our new agents access to our recruiting machine. Okay, what the recruiting machine program is that webpage on the ABN Financial site, the recruiting-machine page. You know, the password, Detlef Schrempf. Everyone's going, who's Detlef Schrempf? Look it up. He's an NBA player for the Dallas Mavericks who was German and back in the 80s, prominent in the 80s. So anyway, I think it's a great name for a band, by the way. Okay. But Ms. Patrick's bringing that book in. By the way, all these principles are everything Andy Albright's teaching. Okay, so when you're talking about building, we're talking about building taproots, which is on page what, Patrick, on the Millionaire Maker Manual?
Yeah, it's gorgeous.
Oh, my gosh, there you go. There you go.
108 to 118.
108? 108 to 118. I'd recommend y'all dog-ear that section and you memorize it. Read it, read it, read it. It is what we are doing. We are building tap roots. Okay, so part of the Ready to Build program is to give our agents access to the recruiting machine page. With the recruiting machine page, we'll help our agents learn to recruit, the skill of recruiting. Okay, so that is the first part of the Ready to Build program is getting them a time trade account, getting them a splash page. You know, the recruiting machine page is $49 for their time trade account. That's all it is. Their time trade is all they're really buying. That's all they're really investing in creating a recruiting machine. All right. The next part, in parallel to helping them learn to recruit, is to do a recruit along. So how do we help them learn to recruit? We let them listen to us recruit for them. All right. Ideally, they can listen to us recruit for them using their warm market list. Okay. So part of the Ready to Build is getting an MC backup of their warm market to help them get their warm market list going. Okay. But we don't want to just be totally subject to them turning over a list or not. In parallel to that, ideally that's where we're going to get them moving forward in teaching them how to recruit. Okay. But setting up their recruiting machine and getting to their warm market list. All right. So that's the recruiting part. What we're also going to do is give them access to our building program, all right? So what is our building program? Our building program is building a taproot for them. So what, we are going to give someone bonus leads, right, some free leads to get started on the selling skill. the only way you can learn how to build a taproot is by watching us build a taproot for them. See, this is a monkey see, monkey do business. And so the only way they really can learn to build a taproot is, number one, they need to be in a taproot. And number two, they need to learn by watching us build their taproot so they can build taproots 2, 3, and 4, right? So we're going to get their taproot started by helping them recruit, maybe a warm market. Maybe it's putting our recruiting resources into them by doing ads for them, like some Craigslist ads, by doing interviews for them off those Craigslist ads, so on. You know, maybe y'all have an established recruiting machine. Like I have a recruiting machine with Brenda and my recruiting staff, and they produce recruits for me. And so maybe what I do is I show them what my staff is doing to recruit, and maybe one of those people is someone that they earn on their team to build a taproot with, so I can work with that person to build a taproot for them, all right? And everyone should be building taproots. You need 4 taproots to go all the way up to district manager and making, you know, $200,000 to $300,000 a year. And then taproots number 5 and number 6 will take you all the way to EBM, executive board member, okay? Now, here's the thing. In fact, I had a conversation with one of my agents. As you know, I have 2 agency managers that are huge, some of the largest agencies in the alliance. All I need is 4 more agency managers, district managers, to go up to executive board member. So really, I need to concentrate on 4 taproots. Any effort outside those 4 taproots to build anyone else's business, to build taproots 7, 8, and 9 to get to, what's that level, Patrick?
PCM.
Maybe. See, EBM will get me, I think, $6 million a year. Is that it? Mm-hmm. It'll get me about $6 million, which is cool. So why would I spend an iota of energy outside my those 4 legs? I mean, tell me, gang, why would I spend a minute building a taproot outside those 4 taproots?
Why would anyone?
Like, why would you?
Why would he? He doesn't.
Why would you spend time outside of your 4 taproots to get you to DM? I mean, you really shouldn't. The only people you should have outside your 4 taproots are producers that, you know, maybe they just want to produce a little bit. They're not interested in building. They're not interested in taking part in the Ready to Build program. And so if you're out there in legs number 6 or 7, 8, 9 for me, like, I'm sorry, I will root you on. I will guide you and I will tell you how to build your own taproots. Okay, but I'm not going to build your taproot.
They got to fight to get in.
That's true. Y'all got to build outside my legs number 7, 8, and 9. You're going to have to build your own taproots until I have time to then branch out to build my PCM ship. Okay, but Alex, that's really mean. You're here to help everybody. I help everybody, but I got to help my family first. And my family starts off, helping my family begins with building 6 taproots. I've already got 2 solid ones. Now I need 4 more. Okay? You need to work on 4 taproots. Any taproot building outside your 4 is wasted energy. You got to build your first one and your second one to go to key leader agency manager and then phase into 3 and 4 to get to DM. All right? Now, all this takes counseling. It takes tight counseling. It takes constant counseling. Okay? But seriously, you need to be in a taproot. If you're not in a taproot, man, then you got to build your own. And that's not impossible, but it's going to be harder for you if you're not in a taproot. That's all I got to say. I mean, it is what it is. It is how the business is built. It is what we're doing to feed our families and to move up in the contract levels, because that's what the levels are. The levels are contract levels. It's not edification levels. I could care less about edification as much as moving up the commission rates And you guys can do that. That is what you need to do this for. So that when you find producers in your width, you're going to find producers in your width that you're going to override. And so every new producer you bring on, if you're at a, like a 95 contract and you bring on 55% producers that don't want to build a business, you are making 40 points on those guys. See, to me, I'd rather have my SEAL team people out there in my width. Can you imagine getting 40% override on a $20,000 SEAL team producer? Well, they got two recruits, but you know, two recruits a month, that ain't nothing, man. They aren't really building. Anyway, I hope y'all get my point. So you want to be in someone's taproot. And so part of the Ready to Build program to teach someone how to do a taproot is they got to be in one, number one, and then they got to let us help them build a taproot through them. Okay? And so we're going to take our energy and resources to build that taproot. I'm going to build a taproot to China. So everyone in my four taproots outside of Mike and Patrick's organization, man, get on your knees and praise the Lord, because I'm putting my recruiting resources in your taproots, and the taproot is going to give you, oh my gosh, number one, the taproot that I'm building for you is going to teach you how to build your taproots in legs 2, 3, and 4, okay? Number two, it's going to help you qualify promotions easier. If you've got one jam and taproot, it's typically the hardest part about moving up in all the levels is that first leg. You need a BP to move up to key leader, and most people don't hit key leader because of that BP. You need a key leader to get to agency manager. Most agency managers don't become agency managers because a key leader is not a key leader. You can't build a key leader, okay? Again, so the next level, you need an agency manager to get to national manager. And the reason why a lot of guys stall at national manager is they don't have that agency manager that gets them there. The taproot will produce every single one of those things to include the volume. Oh my gosh. Consider a taproot a river of volume that you get to dip out and siphon for your next promotion. Okay, that first leg's done, baby. Cut 30%, 50% of the effort. Yeah, it's about 50%. Number one, it's 50% of the effort of building a group. It makes it 50% easier. Why? Because number one, you're going to be learning how to build 2 and 3 and 4 without making mistakes in leg one. All right? It's huge. It's huge. And so we're going to build your model taproot for you. And then you duplicate it in 2, 3, and 4. So that's the Ready to Build program. And we're going to get every agent that is interested in building a business, we are going to give them a taproot. Okay, that's my job as an upline. Now, I can't be everywhere building everybody's taproot. So your upline needs to do it. If your upline can't do it or won't do it, then you have to do it yourself. Okay, so what? Okay, so, you know, you can't pick your parents, all right? You can't pick your parents, and you can't, you know, it's just the order of how you're recruited. You can't be, maybe you are leg number 5, okay? Well, don't cry, man. But if you want to be in someone's taproot, there's a way to be in someone's taproot. You build it first, you know? But like I said, if you're in one, man, get on your knees and pray and thank God every day, all right? So again, the taproot is going to help you qualify for promotions due to volume. It's going to qualify your promotions based on structure, okay? So that's why you want to be in one. So why should you start one? The reason why you want one to get started for you is you learn how to build your other legs by that first one that gets going. All the mistakes have already been made. And you can watch that taproot and build your second, third, and fourth all the way up to $300,000 a year. Okay, so really what this is, you know, if we kind of coin a long phrase, build along starts with a recruit along, okay? We're doing a build along by giving you a taproot, and it starts by doing a recruit along, which is you're teaching your people in a taproot how to build and recruit. They're the ones that stand the most opportunity to get promoted quicker than someone that's not into taproot. All right. So you just, like I said, don't cry if you're not in someone's taproot. Like, don't cry. Build your own. I mean, I can talk you through it. I'm not going to physically do it for you, but you're going to have to physically do it yourself. Not a bad thing, all right? It's an awesome thing when you're surrounded by people that are doing it. Does that make sense? So I want to get our terminology right. This is not stacking, okay? God, I can't stand that word, stacking. We are not stacking nothing. What stacking is if you got a key leader and he's missing that BP because that BP doesn't have a second leg. Okay, stacking is you give someone a recruit in that particular position and you convince them to write an accident policy so you get credit for that dot so you can get a BP done so the key leader goes key leader and the agency manager above him goes agency manager and maybe the person above them goes national manager. I mean, isn't that amazing? To me, that's stacking. We're not stacking. We're building tap roots. Does that make sense, gang? Don't let those words come out of your mouth. Plus, this is our group. Don't let this out of our group. You guys lose your competitive advantage, right? Because where are the leads? Leads are going to be the people who are building this business faster than everyone else, right? So here's the other key point to all this. Okay, the things we've been doing, gang, has all been planned as a brick by brick system to build long-term business plus long-term profitability. All right. So you think that ERS program was by accident? Man, that was given to us. You know why? That ERS program is going to create taproots of solid, profitable people that are building the business because their lead bill is very low because most everyone in that taproot is selling on ERS referrals. It's not like we're going to cut you off on leads. But can you imagine if your lead cost is like you're turning in 5 to 8,000 a week and maybe your lead cost every week is $100. And then you're teaching all your people, particularly in your other taproots, to be that cost efficient on leads because they're coming out of their ears with ERS. Oh man, you guys are going to be mega profitable. So the money you're making at each level is going to be real powerful money because the costs are going to be very minimal relative to the lead cost. Do you guys understand the power of that? So when you couple our building strategy with the ERS program, the way that Tony Moore teaches it and the way that y'all, you know, better be doing it, right? And then teaching people, your taproots, how to do the same thing. Oh, man. Your lead overrides are going to be so minuscule. I mean, is that cool, gang? I mean, yeah. Do you understand the wisdom in doing that? This is revolutionary, by the way, in the Alliance. But we haven't proved nothing yet, man. So we're going to prove our point. You know, by national conference, everyone on this call could be a key leader, solid, and we'll have some agency managers, man. And we're going to be breaking 3-month key leaders and 6-month agency managers on a regular basis. And we're going to break EVPs in 2 years or less. Can you imagine, you guys, at a 110 level, at EVP, you've got 4 agency managers and 2 key leaders, which is all it is maybe 4 taproots that are maybe 15, 16 deep, and 2 legs that are 8 deep. That's it. You'll be at the 110 contract. You'll be overriding all your width, all the people that just want to be producers, by 55%. So if someone does 10,000, guess what? You're making what that guy's making. Is that cool?
Yes.
So not only are you going to be at the highest contract level, you're going to be at the highest override level on your width of people that don't want to build the business. Oh my gosh. So that's the whole idea, gang.
Awesome.
You have no idea what you've got a hold of right now, gang. Seriously. Here's the other thing about taproots. Don't mess with your upline's taproot. If you're in a taproot, you're owned by the upline who's building that taproot. You don't, if you're in a taproot, you don't act like you're the upline of anybody in that taproot. It's really your upline's width team in depth. All right. It's as if he's got his width in depth You don't talk to anybody below unless your upline leader of the taproot asks you to, like, to be available for one of somebody in the taproot downline from you. If they're going into a home and he or she knows he can't be there, you know, he might call on you and say, "Hey, man, this guy that's 15 deep from you might need some help." Wouldn't that be so cool? Otherwise, you're not communicating with them. You earn that taproot when you go agency manager, district manager. Okay, that's when you take that taproot over, when you go solid AM, maybe even to DM. It just depends on how much volume and how strong that taproot is. If you got a few good leaders in the taproot, three or four deep, then maybe you take that taproot over because your leadership has developed enough where your upline can turn that taproot over to you. Okay, but until that happens, that taproot team is your upline's team. It's not yours. Your team is legs 2, 3, and 4, and eventually 5 and 6. Does that make sense? So you don't mess with your downline. In fact, in some cases, I'm going to identify just teams within a taproot, okay, and a taproot team. And, I mean, I'll get to that concept later when we start developing those. But the taproot team, I might even be doing a Slack group of just a taproot team, like a Court Goodson taproot team and a Karen Musil taproot team. And everyone in that taproot is going to be notified about all that's going on in the taproot. Like, can you imagine getting a text from me saying, "Dude, you know this guy 20 deep from you is doing $20,000 a month and he's recruiting 5 recruits a month?" That'll get you fired up, man.
Oh, yeah.
So just the knowledge that Jet Taproot, like, I mean, you'll be sitting on a leg that does $100,000 a month. Can you imagine sitting on a leg and doing $100,000 a month and you're working hard on legs 2, 3, and 4? Oh my gosh. I mean, everyone's going to be branching off that because they're incentivized to build other taproots. It's going to be insanity anyway. All right. So does everyone understand ready to build program? Okay, I'm just going to remember, ready to build. It's our ready to build program. Okay, we're going to do recruit alongs and build alongs. Okay, it's building tap roots. We're not stacking anybody for anything. Okay, the only thing we're stacking is piles of cash in the bank. You know what I'm saying? That's the only thing we're stacking. But we are building tap roots, building tap roots. We're not placing anybody anywhere. We're building tap roots. We have someone who desires to be in a taproot, so we're going to do a build along with them, and we're going to get them a taproot started. And if they want to build a taproot, then they need to be in a taproot so we can build them a taproot. Does everyone understand that distinction? It's a mega distinction with a difference. If someone doesn't want to build, then they don't need to be in a taproot. They need to be in your with.
Right. Right.
And it doesn't matter if they need to build now or later. If they want to build later, then they want to be in a taproot, then we're going to put them in a taproot. We're going to build them a taproot. Okay. But if they just really don't want to build at all, it's not their thing. They don't want to babysit agents and so on. Then that's your with leg that you're going to override to kingdom come, man. Okay. Makes sense, everybody?
Yes.
All right. Anyone got any questions on that?
I'm good.
Okay. Hey, Patrick, when does the movie start?
I think.
Did it start already?
No, it's previous. We got 15, 20.
15, 20 minutes. Okay. Yeah, so Patrick and I are going to do a special planning session. Okay, you sure? Dad, everyone's good. Like, you, any questions?
No questions.
Okay. All right, man. All right, gang. I'm so fired up for y'all. I am so fired up for you. It's going to be jamming. It's already jamming. I mean, there are people that are in motion because of taproots that have already been begun. I mean, we are jamming, like seriously jamming. So anyway, gang, appreciate y'all. We got our agency call tomorrow at 10 and then our builders call Friday at 11 after the activity call. And we'll be covering some more concepts. I know this is going to be a lot of information, a lot of new things to learn. But, man, you know, like I said, man, get excited if you're in a taproot. All right, man. Take care, buddy. God bless.